like show business. I'm John DeSanto.
I'm Hope Madden.
This is It's Movie Time. Hope, Florida's gotten a lot of bad press lately. Can we help them out with the Florida Project?
It's not going to make you go, yeah, I want to go there.
Right.
But what would make anybody want to go to see this thing?
The same writer-director who did Tangerine, just tell me a new story. And one of the things that I really like about this filmmaker is that's what he does. He is so drawn to populations who never are the centerpiece of a film. And in this case, it's a community of borderline transients, very low-rent motel, but they live there. Fascinating community, not only because of the incredibly naturalistic and powerful performances, but also the Orlando backdrop, subversion of just childhood imagery, and the fact that our main characters are all 6 or 7 years
old.
So it's perfect.
Mooney is precocious. We're right across the street from Disney World.
Orlando.
In Orlando. Mm-hmm. Pastel-colored, rundown, cheap motels. $38 a night, but for these people, this underclass that you're talking about, that's $1,000 a month. Not just the vibrant colors, which are, of course, tacky and cheesy, but it is the spirit of the kids.
So non-judgmental. So often, if you have a film that focuses on poverty-stricken characters, either they make them out to be particularly noble, or they're judging them in some way. They're judging this mother. And this one is really just observational. You can see the havoc that the children wreak, but you can see a lot of joy in their lives and also, honestly, in the lives of their parents.
Her mother is, among other things, a prostitute.
What a performance. So fresh and sassy. She is still a child.
Yes.
And one of the things I love about it is the really, truly lovely relationship she has with her daughter, which is unfortunately a mother-child relationship. Had it been two sisters, they'd have had the best time.
Hope, when the two of them are out grifting, selling perfume,
mm-hmm.
they're both like two little excited kids.
I know.
The anchor to all of this is Willem Dafoe mm-hmm. as the manager.
Yeah.
What a choice.
He's like the one grown-up in the entire film. He's loath to judge them. Reminds people, for example, that you have to wear a shirt at the pool. That's a great scene. This figure of authority, this curmudgeon, but he loves them and they love him. But it does get dark. You're right outside Disney World. You're right outside this magical kingdom. And the way the magic bleeds into this population is almost perverse and grotesque. They will never have a taste of it. You're looking for a plot, it might frustrate you.
They're really vignette.
They get into some mischief, and they also get into some serious trouble. There's one scene where she takes her daughter Mooney and then her new friend Jancy from the inn up the road out to celebrate a birthday, and they hitchhike. Well, I haven't seen people hitchhike in a film since like a movie from the 70s. They just live their lives the way they live them, and the whole time you're going, someone's going to die.
You know, there are moments like when she sasses an adult.
Oh, yeah.
You think you're going to slip into bad Santa territory, but you really don't.
It's so funny.
They set a whole building on fire. And then, of course, it's spectacle.
Right. No, it's just they're completely unsupervised. The next generation, these kids' parents are so close to their own age that there's a comment being made on that. They are also just unsupervised children. This is the wildness that comes from never growing up, which again is another perfect story to be told in the shadow of Disney.
The homelessness theme. They're not homeless. So close.
Exactly.
To being homeless.
Yes, they are.
And Sean Baker, who is the director, mm-hmm. opens lyrically.
It was one of the best openings.
Oh my God. And I love the ending.
Yeah, I do too.
Very dreamy mm-hmm. ending.
He develops an adventure.
Visually, I mean, Hope, you've got a huge place where they must sell juice that looks like an orange.
Yes. And then there's another place that was the huge oversized wizard and another, you know, huge oversized ice cream cone for a building.
Hope, they pass by something called the machine gun shop.
Yes. Yeah. They point out, you know, there are alligators over there. And you're like, you're right. I mean, these kids are in so much danger 24/7 and no one is looking out for them.
In that same alligator sequence, she says, oh, there's ghost poop. Hope Madden, the film is The Florida Project.
Mm.
What grade would you offer us?
A.
I am an A, too.
Mm-hmm.
If you want to lift up your spirits, but also have a kick in the head to tell you what life is really like.
Right. The award-winning It's Movie Time is produced by John DeSanto. Listen to the shows and read reviews online at WCBE.org.